The Doctor from the Shemel. At the entrance to the Khalifa's palace, there was a garden full of fountains and flowers. It was here that a certain Nshaiwi used to come each day to sit under a fig tree. He would set his basket down and take from it a sheepskin, which he always carried with him. Then he would spread out the sheepskin and sit on it. In the basket, he also had charcoal, a teapot, and a bowl of majun. He would place three stones in such a way that there was room between them to make a fire, set the teapot on top, and wait for the water to boil. Any day you could see him sitting there in the garden on the sheepskin. He had no work, but he had many friends who kept him alive with small sums of money, which they gave him from time to time. It became known that the Khalifa was suffering from an abscess in a private part of his body, and that as a result he could not sit down. The best doctors had been called, but they were not able to help him. The reason for this was that the Khalifa, being ashamed, would not let them examine the abscess. He called in holy men and tolba, who chanted the Quran for him, but the pain went on. The Nshaiwi heard about the Khalifa's difficulties, and straightway he went to the garden and began to eat majun. He ate more than usual that day, and smoked a great deal of keef as well. All the while he was thinking about the Khalifa. When he was feeling happy, he lay back in the shade of the fig tree and said to himself, "I think I can cure him." Soon he rose, folded his sheepskin, put his pipe and teapot and bowl of majun into the basket, and went to knock at the Khalifa's gate. A Sudanese opened it and asked him what he wanted. "I'm a doctor," he said. "Where are you from?" said the black man, looking at his ragged robes. "We've had all the doctors in the country." "I'm from the Shemel," he told him. "I've got medicines that will make anybody feel better, no matter how sick he is." "Wait," said the black man, "I'll be back in a while." The Sudanese went into his master's chamber and told him that a tabib had arrived from the Shemel. The Khalifa was lying on his belly. He raised his head a little and sighed. "Bring him in," he said. The servant went to the gate. "Come with me," he told the Nshaiwi. In the chamber, the Nshaiwi saw the Khalifa lying face down on the bed. "Bring plenty of honey and hot tea," he told the black man, and he sat down on the bed beside the Khalifa. When the servant returned with the tea and honey, the Nshaiwi took out his bowl and scooped up a large ball of majun, which he handed to the Khalifa. "First eat this," he told him, "and drink the tea afterward." The Khalifa did as he was told, and the Nshaiwi kept giving him more tea to drink. When an hour had passed, and the Nshaiwi saw that the majun had taken effect, he sent the servant out of the room and stood up. "This is the moment for the medicine," he said. He reached down, pulled off the Khalifa's chamir, leaving his buttocks uncovered. The Khalifa did not even notice. Then the Nshaiwi anointed his sex with honey and thrust it with great force into the Khalifa. The Khalifa uttered a scream and tried to throw the Nshaiwi off, but he did not have the strength. After that, he was quiet while the Nshaiwi worked. "The operation is almost over, Your Excellency," said the Nshaiwi. He finished and withdrew his sex, very much pleased. The abscess had burst, and he summoned the black man and told him to bring towels and clean his master. Meanwhile, the Khalifa, who had been in pain for a long time, was so relieved by the bursting of the abscess that he fell asleep. Seeing this, the Nshaiwi unrolled his sheepskin and lay down on it at the foot of the bed. In the morning, when he awoke, he found the Khalifa still sleeping. The Khalifa awoke shortly afterward, and the Nshaiwi helped him out of bed. "I have no more pain," said the Khalifa. "Alhamdulillah," said the Nshaiwi. Together, they went into the Khalifa's bathing chambers. After the servants had poured water on them and gone out, the Khalifa said, Last night when you operated on me, what did you use? A pole of some kind? Your Excellency, I used this. He pointed at his sex. What? Cried the Khalifa. But that means you assaulted me. You assaulted your Khalifa. No, Your Excellency, I operated on you, nothing more. Good, said the Khalifa, remembering that the Nchawi had indeed cured him. They came out of the hammam and the Khalifa ordered a great festival to be given immediately. There were musicians and dancers, and the guests ate and drank tea for many hours. In the middle of the party, the Nchawi took out his bowl of majun and gave a spoonful to the Khalifa. Soon the Khalifa began to talk and laugh and sing, and then Nchawi knew that he was happy. He put everything into his basket and stood up. I must leave, Your Excellency, he said. How much do I owe you? The Khalifa asked him. Sidi, whatever you give me will be more than enough because it comes from you. He's a great doctor, thought the Khalifa. He sent a servant for a pouch full of dinars and gave it to him. Then Nchawi thanked him and left. Then he went across the street and sat under the fig tree to smoke kief.